and chapter 15. And my text is found really at the end of verse 2, just we've been singing about. We'll read the whole verse. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." So there's a golden truth really here in this text. One I hope and impress upon all hearts, that Christ receiveth sinful men. These men looked at Christ and they came to this conclusion that Christ Jesus receives sinners. This man receiveth sinners. So we want to look at that together tonight here in the meeting. Let's pray for God's help. Father in heaven, we thank you for what we, Lord, have been singing tonight. Thank you for the word of God and for the opportunity of coming together. And yet, Lord, when we come to this, we realize we need thee. We need the Spirit of a living God, all of us, your people, even to sing aright and to listen aright and to be able even to preach the Word of God to me. We cannot do these things in ourselves, but we ask that thou would fill us all with thy Spirit. We pray we know your presence, even those who's unconverted, that you'll move in their hearts, Lord, and their day of grace opportunity to come and put their faith and trust in Christ. So I pray you'll bless us around the Word here and glorify your great name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It's not very often you get a gospel text from the lips of the ungodly, because what they've got to say many, many times is not very pleasant to hear. But that's what we find here in this particular passage. There were those, the scribes and Pharisees, who hated Christ. They hated Christ with a vengeance. And this particular day, they look, and there's the Lord Jesus Christ surrounded with publicans, thus tax collectors, and with sinners. And as they looked at what was really happening before their eyes, they were certainly not pleased. And they said, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Now, they didn't say these words to flatter the Lord Jesus Christ. They were not praising him for doing this. If I saw you sitting somewhere and trying to help the ungodly and all along and trying to speak to them the truths of the gospel and all, I would say, well, they're doing a good job. They weren't praising Christ at all. But what they saw here with their eyes, they were not to flatter Christ. They were disgusted. They were disgusted what was before their eyes. They were really saying in their heart that this man, he's supposed to be holy. He's supposed to be a preacher of righteousness. Would you look at his company? Because remember these old Pharisees. They wouldn't touch any of these men with a barge pole. There are certain laws that had nothing to do with the publicans of that particular day. Now, there were publicans there. Now, when we think of publicans, we think of the bars, we think of the clubs. But that's not the case. It's tax collectors. Now, in these particular days, they were very sinful men. There were liars, there were robbers, and there were cheats. And you only have to look at the testimony of Zacchaeus on over in Luke's Gospel 19. He's a chief of publicans. And remember, he got converted. He says, "Lord, if I've taken anything by false accusation, I'm going to do something. I'm going to restore unto him fourfold. I'm going to give half of my goods also to the poor. I'm going to make amends. Lord, I've been telling lies. I've been putting my hand into the people's pockets in a sense. I've been taking things I shouldn't have done. I've been stealing." Now, he was a chief. He was a chief of the publicans. And he was telling lies. And he was a robber. And so that's what we have here around the Lord Jesus. Liars and robbers and publicans. Around the feet of Christ. So they knew them. These men knew who they worked for. They worked for the Roman government. And they knew all about them. And they wouldn't even talk to them. Wouldn't listen to them. Want nothing to do with them. But there's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's with them. And all the publicans gathered around his feet. And then there's another group called the sinners. Well, that could embrace all types of people. That's how they are described here by the Holy Spirit of God. In this passage of God's word about the publicans. And sinners, there they were, around the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ was criticized here. But let me tell you here tonight, unknown to these men, what they said was true. It was true. It was true what they said. Now, it was not meant to be truth on their part. They hated Christ. They despised him. They rejected him. They remodded him, what they saw here with their eyes. But what they saw here with their eyes as they looked to the Lord Jesus Christ and he's surrounded with publicans and sinners was true. Actually, instead of bringing shame in Christ, they actually were glorifying him unknown to them. He received sinners. Isn't that a wonderful truth? He received sinners. Now, I wouldn't be standing preaching you here tonight to you if it was not true. And you would not be sitting here tonight listening to me if it was not true. Because then he received us when we came to him. It's truth. We know it's true. We know it's the truth what we read here in these words of Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God. Here's something he does. He receives sinners. Sinners will receive. We were singing this here together. Sing it o'er and o'er again. Christ receiveth sinful men. Make the message clear and plain. Christ receiveth sinful men. So we've got to make the message plain to people and shout it out to people about Jesus Christ. This man receiveth sinners. And what a wonderful truth that is to all of our heart tonight. So I want us to look at this and to develop it and to really prove it that this man receives sinners. A number of points we can see that shows this. First of all, we know that Christ receives sinners by sinners coming to Christ. Because if you can picture really the scene we have here in the verse 1, it says in verse 1, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And we notice here what's happening. Christ is in a particular place. And when these men, the publicans and the sinners hear about it, they go to hear Christ. And they all draw near to the Lord Jesus Christ, into his presence. They come to Christ. But notice this. Christ received them. He received them. And they came to Christ just the way that they were. Publicans, liars, cheats. And then there were the sinners. There's no errors or graces here in coming to him. There's no change in appearances. There's no change in their behavior. No, they came to the Lord Jesus Christ. They came just the way they were. They came as publicans. And they came as sinners. I don't want to be misunderstood. Now get me wrong here tonight. Because you have to repent to come to Christ. We would never preach any other thing from this pulpit, any other message. Yeah, a sinner must repent from their sin and turn from their wickedness. But the lesson is here is that Christ will receive you the way you are. There are people who think, I had to change this and change that before I come to Jesus Christ, before I approach him, before I come into his presence. But I want to say to anyone tonight in this meeting outside of Jesus Christ, come in all your filth. Come with all your sin. Come down to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just the way you are, you come to him. Because here's why this man, he receives sinners. He receives people just the way they are. And you find that all over there in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. He talks about that leper who, and Luke even says, he's full of leprosy. And notice he says there that he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was full of leprosy. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he received him. Are you full of sin tonight in this meeting? Your heart, your life? Full of wickedness? Maybe you're a bit like the publicans telling lies. Maybe you've got sticky fingers, I'm not sure. Or some other vices, some other sins tonight. You've broken the law of God. Remember, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here's the wonderful truth to sinners tonight, because we're talking here about sinners. This man receiveth sinners, the Lord Jesus. The one who's holy, he's high, he's loving, he's kind. We find us in them coming to Christ. And just you come to Christ by faith, just the way you are. Christ receiveth sinful men. Notice also in their coming that they came together. Now, admittedly, it does not say how many came, but it's interesting when you read verse 1, then came, drew near unto him. Notice all the publicans. Now, you do not know how many worked in that business. I don't know. Well, I'm sure there's more than one or two, because it's in the plural. And no doubt there's a large number of people, they worked in this business. Remember, as I said about Zacchaeus, he was the boss in a sense in his place. He was the chief of the publicans. But there seems to be, there was a lot of publicans. And then when we think of the word sinners here, it's in the plural as well. So there's a lot of people. But here they are, and you put the whole lot into the mix. There's a lot of sinners here. There's a lot of sin here and wickedness in the hearts of all of this people. It wasn't just one man coming. Great numbers here is coming into Christ's presence. But he received them. Christ received them when they came into his presence. And that is really good news for anyone tonight in this meeting. Because the Lord Jesus Christ can receive a great crowd here at one time. Then he can receive you. He can receive you. Don't count yourself out there. People tonight say, I'm too bad, I'm too wicked. And Christ would not accept me. But here's for the Lord Jesus Christ. All the publicans and the sinners, and they come to Christ. And this man, he receives sinners, and he'll receive you tonight. He can do it with all this crowd of people. Here's great encouragement. I'm saying this is great encouragement. If you learn nothing more tonight, you'll learn this lesson before you leave, that Christ receive a sinful man. This man receive a sinners. There it is, they're coming. And they came also to hear his message. It says that in verse 1. For to hear him. And they heard a great preacher. I have no doubt about that. They heard the prince of preachers. Remember the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And the Lord Jesus Christ would have taught them about sin and the way of salvation. And so they're coming to hear a message. And you may come here tonight, and I said you'll hear about sin. You'll hear about your soul tonight, the danger that you're in, unsaved person in this meeting tonight. And you'll hear about Christ. He's the way, he's the truth, and the life. And there's no other Savior. There's no other hope for anyone tonight but Jesus Christ. And come to hear his message, his word. This man receiveth sinners. And remember also in the coming, when they came, he didn't put them out. He didn't say, well, get out of here. I don't want nothing to do with you, man. I know all about you. I know the lifestyle. I know the words that you're saying. I know the actions that you're doing. No, he knew all about it. He didn't chase any of them. Never chased any of them out of his presence. Remember he says in John 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I say to the unsaved tonight, if you come to Jesus Christ, come just the way you are. Turn from your sin. Come and trust him. Here's the promise of the word of the living God. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He'll receive you. As I maybe have said, the devil has maybe been lying to some people in the meeting tonight. You're too bad. Look what you have said. Look what you have done. Look at the life that you're living. Christ wants nothing to do with you. This man receiveth who? Sinner. Are you a sinner? Of course, I hope everyone can say, yes, we are. We're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the good news is that this man, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he receiveth sinners. And we see this in the coming to Christ. He came, he received them. And this is good news for anyone tonight in this meeting who's lost in your sin, heading towards a lost eternity, which is hell. Here's good news. This man, Jesus Christ, receiveth sinners. He's a savior of the world, remember. We also can see this great truth demonstrated when we come to the Bible in the call of Christ, because the wonderful thing in the gospel about is the call of the gospel, the call of Jesus Christ. And when you think in Matthew 9, verse 13, Lord Jesus Christ, remember he's speaking here, and here's what he said. For I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So the self-righteous, forget about them. Hear whom I have come to call, and listen to the words of the Son of God. I've come to call sinners to repentance. And it's a wonder of all wonders. He calls sinners. He calls them, listen, he calls them to himself. You only have to look to the Word of God. You'll see in Matthew 9, verse 9. Remember, it talks about Matthew. There he is, a day's work. There he is, a tax collector. Telling lies, no doubt, all the same things with the other ones. And it tells us in Matthew 9, and verse 9, that the Lord Jesus Christ passed by, and he saw a man named Matthew. And here's what happened. He says, "Follow me." Do you hear him? He's calling this man. This man's a sinner. This man is lost. And he says, "Follow me." Here's what happened. He arose and followed him. He called him. The Lord Jesus Christ calls sinners unto himself. So if he calls sinners to come to him, he's going to receive them. Those who come. He's going to do it. It'd be wrong. It'd be wrong for Christ to call people and people then come to him. And they said to Christ, "Well, you called me." And the Lord rejected him. This man received a sinner. Think of the great words in Matthew 11, verse 28. One of the greatest verses in the Bible where the Lord Jesus Christ is saying these words. I wish we could paint the picture of the blessed Son of God. There he is in all his love and all his mercy. And his arms seem to be held out to people. And he says, "Come unto me all. Ye at labor and heavy laden, and I give you rest." Do you hear him? He's pleading with people. He's calling to them to come unto me. Are you weary? Are you heavy laden? Are you lost tonight? He says, "Come to me." He's calling them. The universal call of the gospel. The understandable call. Come to me. I want you to see that. He calls people to himself. Not calling people to a church. Not calling people to a chapel tonight. Not calling to baptism or any of those things. He's calling people to himself. He's the Savior of the world. And he says, "Come unto me." This man receives sinners because he calls people to himself. And if you come, he will save you. Yeah, great hymn. "I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary." And then here's what the chorus says. "I am coming, Lord. I'm coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. I hear thy welcome voice, Lord. I hear you calling me, and I'm coming. I'm coming just the way I am. And I want you to wash me, and I want you to cleanse me, and I want you to receive me." This man received the sinners. The Lord been speaking to anyone tonight in the meeting? In the past, are you concerned about your sin? Are you concerned tonight about your soul? You're lost without Christ. He's calling you. Maybe in the quietness of the night. Maybe in the workplace. He's calling you. "Come to me. Leave your sin. Come to me." And his arms and his held out. This man received the sinners. Now that is found in the call of Christ. "Come unto me." He'll receive you. He receiveth sinful man. He receives sinful man. This great truth can also be found when we think of the crucifixion of Christ. When we come to the Bible, we cannot take the cross work of Christ out of the Bible. We can't take out the blood of Christ, nor will we ever want to. Never want to. It'd be an awful thing to come to church and we never preach Christ. We never preach the blood. We never preach Calvary. We never preach the cross. When we think of all of these things, Calvary, Christ, the cross, the crucifixion, it teaches us something. This man received the sinners. You think of the Apostle Paul's words in Romans chapter 5. Remember, he was writing to those people at the church of Rome at that time. And he says two wonderful truths. He says, in verse 8 in Romans 5, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And do you hear the message of the Apostle Paul here? He's bringing to the believers here at the Church of Rome. There's a couple of things. He tells them about the love of God. How did God commend his love? How did he commend his love? He sent his Son into the world to die for sinners. And the Lord Jesus Christ also, he died upon the cross. For who? Sinners. That's what we find when we come to the Bible. Christ Jesus did not die for any sin of his own because he knew no sin. He had no sin. He did no sin. But when he died upon the cross, the Bible is very, very clear. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. Why did Christ die upon the cross? It was for our transgressions and our iniquities. And Peter said it well when he said in 1 Peter 2, verse 24, who his own self bare, notice, our sins in his own body on the tree. Whose sins? Our sins. So if the Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins and suffered in our place for sinners, then it only stands to fact, this man receiveth sinners. He loves sinners. He died for sinners. He shed his blood for sinners. And we come to the cross, we think of his cry, my God, why has thou forsaken me? We think of his sacrifice. He offered himself a propitiation, an atoning work for our sins. You tell me tonight that Christ will not receive you. Think of what he did on the cross. Think about his love. Think about his death. Think about his shedding of his blood. He died for sinners. This man. We're saved sinners. You can't separate them from Christ. Can't separate his love. Can't separate his call. You can't separate his death. Who was it for? Who was his death? Who did he die for? He died for sinners. So if he died for sinners, this man, we're saved sinners. That's the teaching of the Bible. That's what we find here. And these men, while they said it, to pour scorn in Christ. They actually said a great truth. This man receiveth sinners. Remember, he's a savior of sinners. Remember that all saved tonight in this meeting, there's power in the blood of Christ. He died an atoning death. We sing that great hymn someday. He died an atoning death. He shed his blood for sinners. So what is so true here when we come to this particular passage of the Word of God of the Lord Jesus Christ, this man, Jesus Christ, oh, if we can get people's eyes and all along tonight to look to this man, to look to Christ, to look to the man of Calvary and be able to say to him, do you see him? This man of Calvary, this one's the Son of God, the one who's pure and holy. He died upon the cross. I want to tell you a truth about him. Do you see him? He receives sinners. He receives sinners. Oh, think of the cross. Think of the blood. Think of that great love and shedding his blood. Oh, how wonderful is our Savior tonight, this man. Receives sinners. It can be found here in this crucifixion. And then we can think of conversions to Christ. I haven't time to think about them all, but if you actually just think even of some people who come across, of people who were converted, so important to be converted from your sin to Christ. So important. Without it, you'll never get into the kingdom of heaven. You'll never be saved if you're not converted. Well, we must be converted. But when we come to the Bible, we find that people were converted. And we find that some had great sin, and we find that some had different backgrounds and different places. They came to Christ. And we notice that they were received. Think of Luke chapter 5, the man sick of the palsy. We find the record, there are four men born of four carried him, and he couldn't walk. He was helpless, he was weak. Came down to the feet of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. But notice what happened when they brought this man to Christ. Christ received him. He was received. You can think on down in Luke chapter 7, back about the woman who, even when they looked at her, said, does the Lord not know? Does he not know the one who's voice in his face? Does he not know who she is? Does he not know what she has done? She's a sinner. But you can read that portion yourself and you'll find that dear woman who was lost in her sin and came to Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ received her. And then Mary Magdalene in chapter 8, you know what it says about that woman? She must have been wicked. She must have been sinful. You know what it says about her? The Lord Jesus Christ cast 7 devils out of her. But you know there was a day it came, she came to Jesus. And the devils had to go. this man receive a sinners. You can think of Legion in chapter 8 as well. You can think of him, how wicked he was. People feared him. They feared to pass by where he lived. He lived among the graves. They tried to chain him. They tried to tame him. They could do nothing with him. But he came to Jesus Christ, and this man received a sinners, the worst of all. Now what about in the Gospel of Luke? We just mentioned a few in Luke here. The dying faith coming to the end. Luke chapter 23. Lived his whole life without Christ and lived in sin. And he's about to die and he's about to be lost. And very soon he's going to take his last breath and he's going out into eternity. And he says, it says in verse 42, he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He's coming to Christ. He's looking to Christ. He says, Lord, would you remember me? Well, what did the Lord do with a man? Remember? He lived a wicked life. Remember, he lived his whole life without Christ. Hadn't too long to go. Know what happened? The Lord Jesus said in verse 43, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. This man receiveth sinners. There he is, about to die. I would not suggest that you wait till you're lying on that deathbed and you look up to Christ. You may not get a deathbed. I would never preach that. I never teach it at all. But I'm just showing you what happened to this particular man. There he was, lived his whole life in sin. And he came to Christ. And he looked to Christ. Lord, remember me. The Lord Jesus says, Verily I say unto thee, today that thou shalt be with me in paradise. He received him. Well, that's great encouragement, isn't it? Christ receiveth sinful men. And you can think of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. He said of himself that he's the chief of sinners. And he came to Christ, the worst. And you say, well, I don't know how he's the worst. Read his life story and come back and tell me and you'll find out he was the worst, a blasphemer, murderer. He persecuted the church of God. He rose every day and to go out and to persecute the church and to persecute Christians. He hated Christ. But you know, when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, this man received his sinners. And that's a wonderful encouragement. I want to encourage the unsaved tonight with this tremendous, tremendous truth. There's a great Savior. This man received his sinners. Man, do you see the Pharisees? Do you see the scribes looking down their nose at Christ here when they're saying these words? But they're true. The Lord Jesus Christ receive sinners. And there's many people tonight in this meeting can stand saved by the grace of God and says, yes, that is true. That is true of my life. That's true of my soul. I came to Christ. He saved me. I want to say to unsaved tonight, this should be encouragement to you tonight, that this man receives sinners. Think also of the communication. Sorry, of crisis. We don't even in this passage to show that. He's talking to these people. Talked about the sheep was lost. Talked about the coin that was lost. Talked about the son was lost. All the different places. But what it tells us here very plainly that when we're found shows us plainly that they are received. Closes that they are forgiven. And maybe there's some here that's wandered far away from Christ. Maybe there's some lost in the darkness, in the dirt, like the coin. Maybe there's some tonight, and you're in the far country of great wickedness. Well, this man receiveth sinners. No matter where you are tonight in the world, far away from God and in your sin, Jesus receiveth sinful man. You've got to come to him. This man receives sinners. And this is the teaching of our text, the teaching of the word here of the living God. And notice also is found in the communion with Christ, because it says, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And there's a wonderful, wonderful truth here. He receives sinners, but he doesn't cast them aside. They're in his presence. They're with him. They have their portion. They're having fellowship here with Jesus Christ. And that is so true of those who come to Jesus Christ. He saves them. And he's with them. He's with them right to the end of time. I think even of myself and even those who are saved tonight, only for that we wouldn't be going on with God tonight. He receives sinners and he keeps them. The fellowship with him. Remember, it says in Revelation 3, verse 20, behold, the Lord Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear his voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He's knocking. He's knocking on the hearts of doors of people. And if you open the door tonight, I will come in to him. And so there is his presence, his portion. And he receives sinners. He receives them into his body, because remember 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27 talks about ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. He receives into the spiritual body of Christ. He receives sinners into the family of God. What a wonderful truth tonight. In 1 John 3 verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. This is a wonderful thing. He receives sinners, those who's outcast, those who's lost tonight. He receives them and he brings them into the family of God. He brings them into fellowship. 1 John 1 verse 3. John 17 verse 24, he'll bring them in to glory, to heaven. That's a wonderful day, isn't it? This man receiveth sinners, and when the saints go marching in into heaven. John said in John, in Revelation 7, verse 9 and 10, about the great multitude, which no man could number. He saw that God showed him the great multitude who would be in heaven, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, and they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. He saw them before the throne of God, a great multitude. And what does it show us here tonight? This man receiveth sinners. You go to the last book of the Bible, there they are. Received into glory, standing praising the Lord with all of their heart, all redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. This is a gospel truth tonight. We want to get into the hearts of everyone who hears it. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. There's a new life, you see, when you get saved. You're in the presence of Christ. You walk with him. You talk with him. He feeds you through the word of a living God. You're in the family. There's fellowship. He's your friend. He's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother tonight. And we sing that great hymn sometimes. What a friend we have in Jesus. Is he your friend tonight? Or are you his foe? He's still going on in your sin. The wonderful truth tonight from our text, this man receiveth sinners. A wonderful thing said in John 1 verse 11 about Christ. It says, he came unto his own. Notice the words. And his own received them not. It's not that the Lord Jesus Christ will not receive sinners, and that's the reason they're not saved. The reason is they won't receive Christ. They want nothing to do with him. It says he came on to his own people here. He came down from heaven to his own, and his own received him not. They want nothing to do with Christ. We see that all around us. Knock doors, preach the gospel in the streets, talk to people about Jesus Christ. They want nothing to do with him. They receive him not. That's a totally different thing with Christ. For those who come by God's grace, he receives them. But sinners want nothing to do with him. Is that your heart in the meeting tonight? And want nothing to do with Christ, want nothing to do with his mercy, want nothing to do with his salvation. You're just here. Receive him not. We're saying tonight, we pray by the grace of God, you will come to Jesus Christ and trust him. And put the truth of this great text to heart. This man receiveth sinners. We're showing that tonight. You said, Noel, if I come the way I am, if I come with all my sin, if I come repenting from my sin and come to Jesus Christ and ask him to save me, that he will save me, that he will receive me. Listen to the words of our text. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And that's a wonderful truth in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that should encourage you tonight. Turn from sin and come to him. And trust him with all of your heart, and he will save you. Now, if we can help you, speak with us. We'd love to talk with you. If you're a backslider, it's time to get right with God again and come to Christ. Don't leave your first love. Don't leave Christ. Come to him and walk with him. If you're unconverted tonight, then say, I'll settle this matter tonight. I want Christ. I want forgiveness. I want mercy. And this man receiveth sinners, and he'll not cast me out. Come to him by faith, and he will save you here tonight in this meeting. And there's no love, there's no mercy, there's no person like the Lord Jesus Christ. May God write his word upon our